The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Happy Friday, I guess. We made it through another week. Getting closer every day, stepping to the edge, and what's over the edge is not something we want to do, but they are pushing us there, leading us every step of the way, forcing people. They control from the cradle to the grave, so to speak, so thoroughly now, it's not funny. Very few people understand the incredible, overwhelming sophistication of this control, but it is there. And here's a story. George Soros today is caught paying student agitators to whip up anti-Israel protests. And what's the result of that? Well, that's so the Jews can start screaming anti-Semitism again. It's all played. It's played. It's incredible. One, University of Texas? I forgot. Today, big demonstration. It's called pro-Palestinian. How about anti-genocide demonstrations? Whatever. It was at a university, and the police responded. Now, this is it on the ground. It was peaceful. People had placards, and they were making their statements heard on a university campus. So what did the police do? How was their response deployed? Well, they ended up putting snipers on top of buildings overlooking the scene of the protest. Does that tell you anything? I hope so. This thing is looking worse and worse all the time. Dean Henderson is back with us tonight from the great state of South Dakota. Hello, Dean. How have you been? Okay, I hope.
Yep, doing okay, Jeff. How about you?
That's one day at a time. You know, I just, honestly, it is... It's so disconcerting to realize that Americans are not going to rise up. They don't have it anymore for a variety of reasons. They are addicted in schools to programming. They're dosed with programming. And when they get out of school, the mass media takes over and continues. And then there's sports. If you can keep the people, bread and circuses, keep them happy and warm, well, reasonably, they're not going to cause much trouble. And it's total control. What else can I say? I think that's about it.
Yeah, it's total control. They have to do that because we live in the belly of the beast, the military
exactly.
beast,
oh, yeah.
branch of the empire. But it is encouraging to see these kids protesting on campus.
I'm happy to see that.
A little, you know, maybe he's involved, but whatever. I doubt. I'm sure he's not like control military either. And man, it hasn't happened. I mean, you haven't seen this since really the Iraq War, you know, the Gulf
Correct.
War. So
that's right.
So you know, who knows? This whole Israeli thing is just so shocking. I think for people, even people that just, I mean, there's the people that were pro-Israel before that aren't anymore. I mean, it's just changing a lot of people's.
And it should.
Mind and it
but,
should.
But they,
so I
don't know if they're extending that. Unhappiness with the great state of Israel
yeah.
to the simple fact that we're paying for it with tax dollars. We're supporting the state. Stuff, we paid for the whole genocide. Come on, it's all us.
Yep.
It's not us, but it's our alleged leadership. Now, here's another one. The satanic Trudeau regime is giving over $100 million Canadian dollars to pro-pedophilia movement.
Why does that not surprise me?
Doesn't surprise me any. It's funny to see it in print, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's funny. That,
these
that
things
surprises
are hidden
me.
Away. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sick, but...
You want
you
to
know,
get sick?
I don't know.
Here's another one. Here, try this
go
out.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
You're
on
a roll.
Palestinian rescuers finding obvious signs of Jewish organ harvesting in the Khan Yunis mass graves of Palestinians.
Whoa. Wow. That's for sure.
This is satanic.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. They're bombed. They intentionally told these people to go to these safe places, and then they bomb the safe places. I mean, it's just evil, man. It just doubles. But they're being exposed and as what they are. And, you know, any decent person that looks at this just goes, whoa, okay, this is a little bit, you know, crazier. Well, but not everybody does either. And, of course, none of our Congress people do because they're all bought and paid for. They're scared shitless of AIPAC. And,
They are.
They're just
exactly
on the dole. So they're not going to say anything. So, yeah, with $92 billion more dollars, and Blinken's over there lecturing China about, you know, helping Russia in this Ukraine war, and then part of this bill is Taiwan gets, what, $32 billion or something, I don't know.
And then
so
today the
US... You know, just aim some guns at you, but that's okay. But you can't help Russia. But we can just aim, just be like, you know, be like the Chinese just funding the Puerto Rican independence movement or something, right? And aiming the guns at us. So that's how far out these people are from reality. But it's just a small class of people, and again, they're all being exposed. Blinken's being exposed. They're all being exposed.
I'm happy for that.
It's pretty disgusting.
My question is, what the hell is going to be done about it? And show me one example of anybody with any so-called clout in the fake government we have who's been held accountable. Who's holding these people accountable?
Nobody. They regulate themselves. I mean, they run everything. They run the courts. They run the Congress. They run everything. So they're just a free for all. It's a bunch of pirates. It's the return of the Knights Templar pirate thing, kind of. I mean, just go around and.
I know.
But you know, there's a lot of countries rising up against it. Central Africa. There's a lot of Mexico. You know, they're waking up. Obrador seems to be really doing the right thing there. You know, he suspended the relations with Ecuador. Ecuador was a, you know, left-wing government under Correa, Rafael Correa. You remember he was friends with Morales and Chavez and all those guys in the Bank of the South and all that stuff, right? And
then, at work. Yeah.
And they were taken out, you know, and by the IMF. It was like an IMF coup. So they put this right-wing guy in Ecuador. Now the drug gangs are running crazy, which is the CIA drug gangs, I might add. Of course they are, and because that's who runs them, is these buddies of the U.S., you know, dictators like we had in Colombia for years. We don't anymore, by the way, because that guy's the other way for a change. But anyway, Mexico cut relations with them. Nicaragua cut relations with them. Venezuela cut relations with Ecuador. So they're see, all the real assholes are exposing themselves. Argentina, this whack job in Argentina, you know, he's being isolated. They're exposing themselves.
Isn't it amusing?
One by one. It's interesting.
To watch
they
cheered him coming in. He's going to make change. He's the Trump of Argentina.
Baby Trump, kind of, right? Yeah, same, right?
I mean, what was the first thing he did after he was elected? Where did he go? What did he do? Well, he flew to New York and went to Rabbi Schneerson's tomb.
There you go.
And prayed.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
The guy's nuts.
Big Israeli supporter. Tries to bring up the Iranian, you know, bombing again in the 80s. That was bullshit anyway. And yeah, he's one of the few countries that they're sending ships or money or something to the Red Sea to help the U.S. and the U.K. I think Argentina, and they're maybe one other country. It's pathetic. But they're all the pariah nations. And the pariah nations that we support, Taiwan, Israel, Ukraine. Those are pretty much have been the pariah nations on this earth for the last 30 years. And some of them for the last 70, Taiwan maybe for 50, 60. Okay, but they're out there prying nations. I mean, I saw Taiwanese trainers in Guatemala working for the CIA, training the Guatemalan military. I saw it with my own eyes. They were Taiwanese, and they were training, along with Israelis, and they were training the Guatemalan military death squads. And, and that's what they've done. I mean, that's what Taiwan's like, a fucking shoe factory. They run heroin through there, the Bamboo Union. They stole all the gold from the Chinese people. They're hiding it there. They're involved with all the, all the organized crime.
How's that going to shake out in the long run? Hell, the short run. What's going to happen there? Will there be an invasion of Taiwan?
In the short run. But, I mean, in the long run, I mean, it's just a matter of, like, I don't know, how far out are these people and how willing are they to just continue the bloodbath. But the people are putting their feet down all over. I mean, the Russians are just pounding Ukraine now. They've just had it, kind of like what you're calling for. And they're taking new towns every day. And ever since that theater bombing, which was also, it's a bunch of Tajikistan citizens who turn out were being funded by Burisma. Yeah. And that's what the Russian intelligence has found, that Burisma was funding these people, actually. And now, and then some Bank of Latvia, where some guy, some ex-CIA higher-up, he supposedly quit the CIA, which, of course, we know you never quit the CIA. So he just becomes this director at this Bank of Latvia. And that's where they're laundering the money through to fund these terrorists. So now, I think I mentioned last time on the Iranians, you know, they found out, okay, Israel, U.S., U.K. are funding ISIS. Got it. Check. Now we know for sure. And now, guess what? The Russians know the same thing, because Russian investigation has found that Western intelligence was behind this murder, mass murder in this theater. And they know it now.
Of course. Of course.
Just and like they know it now.
Nord Stream pipeline thing.
So it's all coming together, and people, and then, you know, this Iranian strike on Israel. Look, this is unprecedented. They were just messing with them. They were, I mean, they could have done a lot more damage. They were just sending a message. But it was a hell of a message. It's never happened before. And they put their foot down. And they noticed the Israeli response was just pathetic, because they're scared. Because they're scared. And that's a bully. When you stand up to a bully, they get scared right away. But they just used to you not standing up to them. And getting away with just literally murder. And they take more and more license, and they get more and more evil. That's how bullies are. I mean, just, you know, and but once somebody stands up to them, they run away. And that's what I see kind of happening now, is like the West is really on the defensive, you know, and the BRICS are on the rise, and the dollar's going bye-bye, and it's just a house of cards. So that's why you see all this desperation. You know, even Trump's like, oh, Trump's going to sanction governments that don't trade in U.S. dollars, he said today, if he's president, you know. Well, you better be sanctioned. Better be ready to, like, be a total isolationist country and cut yourself off from the rest of the world, because there's a whole lot of people going that direction. But it's just desperation. They see the end coming. They see the end of Bretton Woods coming. And this lashing out is a response to it. And, you know, we're just TikTok, you know. I guess that's the meaning of TikTok, right? TikTok.
Well, you know what's happening
on
TikTok, don't you? The Jews are lining up. They're buying it. They're going to outlaw it, ban it. Then they're going to buy it. And all of a sudden, TikTok will be certified as okay. And it's
the CIO
an acquisition.
Run it.
Acquisition.
Exactly.
Acquisition.
Acquisition. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be an intelligence deal. And, just different people will collect your data.
That's right.
And that's all in. I mean, that's already happening anyway. There's no reason they shouldn't ban Facebook and Instagram and all that shit. It's all just CIA DARPA projects. But they won't.
All of it.
But they'll
all of
ban,
it.
Ban
and we're supposed
China,
to think that somehow Zuckerberg and Elon Musk, of their own devices, made themselves billionaires. Come on.
These knuckleheads can't even tie their own shoes. So they're just patsies and straw men. I guess straw men you call them. But so it's all just, and that's how they're getting a hold of the real control of people. It's just all mind control. It's literally people are being mind controlled by the social media and the media and all of it. And
completely.
It's just so, and, you know, I don't know. I mean,
well, as I
made
said,
a choice.
You know, Dean, I said this before. I think I said it when you were here, but whether people want it or not, their reality is largely cobbled together by their screen addictions. Think about it. They're not out walking in the Black Hills or going to the beach and thinking and pondering and meditating. They're looking and they're reacting. And when you look and you see the same messages over and over, that becomes your de facto reality to a very substantial degree. That's your reality.
Yeah. So that's absolutely the control. And then they reinforce each other's reality because there's so many people that are tuned into that same screen message, and then they go around and they spit that slogan out or whatever it is, and then the other guy, oh, that slogan, yeah, I got you. You know, and they develop this kind of zombie language, and they just they're not really human anymore at that point.
Going gone. Very little vocabulary, and these programs, they'll do anticipatory auto-filling in terms of finishing a word before you've typed it. You don't have to spell anymore, right? There are even syntax and grammatical things that are constantly being done for you to make you look like you're literate. In the old days, we used to be literate. Now you don't have to be literate. I mean, they'll even substitute vocabulary words in, I understand, in some of these programs for you to make you sound smarter.
and the kicker is it makes you dumber because you're not using your muscle.
You got
the brain. It's like any muscle. You got to use your muscle or it just withers.
I don't have to learn
withering. You know,
simple grammar and punctuation. My app will do it for me.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
It's so obvious what's going on, Dean. That's why I'm not real optimistic about anybody being held accountable for this. Blinken, come on. Mm-hmm. These people are repulsive, what they're doing.
Yeah.
And there's no accountability. And they actually talk. Here's the biggest kicker. Let me finish this real short. The biggest kicker for me is that people actually think that Biden is some kind of an honest and real presidential candidate. He's a brain-dead moron. We're in the this is like high comedy. Now, high relates to the other high, and that's high treason, which has been normalized now in this country. Highest treason. You can't dissolve what they've dissolved in terms of the border and everything else. The theft, it's unbelievable what's happening here, and it's treason. Yeah. Go ahead.
They're exactly right. And I mean, they're just mocking us. It's the crown just mocking us, you know, really.
Laugh.
I mean, essentially, you can have this old guy that doesn't remember anything and doesn't know how to put sentences together, or you can have this guy that's been to court like 100,000 times in the last whatever. And so we'll give you this guy. Maybe we'll even give him a felony, and then you can elect him. Then he'll really mock you and laugh at you and ridicule you and revel in your self-hatred. Peasant, you know, and that's really what we're looking at here. It's just that simple, and it doesn't really matter which one of these clowns wins because, you know, they're going to carry out the agenda of the crowd.
Absolutely.
And
yes, you
actually
bet.
Actually, it's going to be Trump. I'll make a call. It's definitely going to be Trump. I mean, because that's what they want this time. You just tell. And that's all this
it's already been decided.
This persecution of Trump, it's all it is. It's just like a way to get the more MAGA people out voting. I mean, it's so transparent and obvious.
Yep.
That they're steering it this way, and so unless an insurgent, you know, can take off, it's only a chance, but that's not going to happen either because people don't even know how to do that anymore. They'll just be like, well, I would vote for him, but he won't win because they're so stupid. They don't even, I mean, well, isn't it? No. That's just illogical. I mean, of course, if you don't, you know, I mean, but how about if everybody just loses that and just votes for who they want to vote for, and then, okay, maybe the guy could win. Does that make sense?
I mean, I don't think there are any. There are no winners. The only thing we have to do is losers, and that's the American people, especially the American people who remember what this country was and what it could be, what it should be. They remember the Constitution. They remember. Those people are the losers, and I wish that they were younger and could take an active role. What they did in the Vietnam War era was remarkable. That was the last time we really stood up and said, no, this has got to end. No more.
We'll see. Maybe this Palestinian thing is the start of something. Who knows? But got to start somewhere. People just got to get. get off their butts, and at least these kids are, like, whatever, camping in the park, camping in the mezzanine, whatever, doing something.
It's true. So, what's going on, before I forget, how's your newest book doing?
Didn't
we just bring this?
Yeah.
We just brought this out a few months ago, it seemed to me.
It's been out, about over a year now.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Been out over a year. It has, for real. Yeah, January, I think it's January 23, I published it.
Wow.
Bloodline with Tico and the Great Remembering. Yeah, it's doing good. Doing all right. And
very important book. Good.
Yeah, thanks, man.
So where do we go? What do you... All right. No good journalist gets into forecasting or predicting, but what's it look like to you? We're getting near a nuclear exchange. I don't know how many red lines that Putin and the Russians can draw that the Western communist agents and their assets step on, stomp on, before something happens. It's like we're pushing and pushing. We are not, but that's what's happening in our name. Pushing and pushing and pushing. How long does this go on before something is real? In my view, I'm not speaking for Dean. In my view, this has already all been decided. It's a screenplay, all right? And it's being played out. I don't think there's much spontaneity left in anything. It's control. We are living in the age of abject control. So what do you think is going to happen, seriously? Well, first of all, before we go anywhere, we have to remember that in an honest statement, by and large, the assault on humankind with the bioweapon virus and the bioweapon injections has been an unqualified success. They've injected 700 million of the death shots to Americans, 14 billion to the world. That's why they don't care about truth. They don't care about anything because this stuff has been seeded in people. And I talked to a doctor today, and he said one of his clients, her husband got the shot. She didn't. And he was not feeling well. He got worse and worse. And they finally took him in and CAT scans and so forth, and they found over 20 tumors in his brain, 20, and many more in his torso, his thorax, you know, his major organ system. He was loaded with turbo, and he died. The mother, the wife, took care of him for the last 3 weeks, and he told me this, and she was nursing him around the clock, and he died. Well, she got shed upon, and she is a mess now. No vax. She's destroyed. So this is the world we live in. That underlies everything of a geopolitical nature when you understand that the species itself has already been sentenced, in many cases, to an early death or a disastrous disability and vax injury status, which is beyond misery. So these people are miserable. Anyway, let's take a break, come right back, and give us your forecast, such as it is. It's just off the cuff, and we're just sitting around at the table here talking, but I'd like to hear how you see this thing playing out. I think we're pretty much on the same page, always have been. All right, hold on a second. We'll be right back with Dean Henderson. Okay, let's get right back to it. Dean Henderson with us tonight. All right, my man, what do you think? Just in general terms. We're just sitting around chatting about this. Nothing important on the table but the future of the world. So tell us what you think.
Well, a lot of what I see coming, it's already kind of here, but is this a failure of this fourth industrial electrified everything revolution?
Uh-huh.
And run everything on the waves, you know. And, Tesla cars now are plummeting in value, the resale value of Tesla cars, for example.
The resale value of any EV
is
next to nothing, which is wonderful news. They tried to force that on us. It didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
People said no.
And they've tried to force all this on us and have forced it on us actually already.
Right.
But it's just not working out, and people are, there's sort of this rebellion against it going on under the surface, I think, and hopefully that'll reach the social media and phones and all that stuff. mean, at least you're hearing, like, you know, school boards in certain places banning cell phones. I don't know, stuff like that. It's not much, right? But it's like at least people are starting to see, you know, it's pretty mainstream now that, like, Facebook is fucking our kids up, okay? It's pretty mainstream information, right? And that's interesting. So,
yeah.
No, what are they going to do about it? Again, it's always what are we going to do about it, because we can't get these people in Washington to do anything decent or good for the people ever.
They're not our people.
Yeah.
They're
only
controlled by an outside entity,
yeah,
which is also inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So as usual, it's going to take the people to rise up, and as usual, it's going to be with their wallets. So, you know, again, maybe this is the start of something with this EV collapse. And I think a lot of that stuff, of course, the stock market right now, the only reason it's high is there's like these, what do they call them, something Magnificent Seven or something. And they're these seven AI companies, right? And you wait until that fails miserably. And it really already has if you use that. If you've ever even seen any of that stuff, I mean, it doesn't work. It doesn't transcribe stuff very good at all, you know. And so it's a bust. The AI thing's a bust, I think. And I think it's all a bust. And that's the main thing I see, you know, coming. And then how does that all work out? I don't really know. I think economic, there's going to be a jolt. And that's probably why they're keeping the drums of war rolling, because they know there's going to be a jolt.
Do you see a nuclear exchange, anything over here? We're going to get hit
possibly
with a couple of things and then get the message. Is that enough for you? Is that enough?
I mean, you know, it's possible. I mean, I still think it's really more about China than it is Russia that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just how far we're willing to go to defend Taiwan, because it's not going to be very long. The Chinese are just going to take that island back, and that's going to be the end of it.
I've
but
always wondered, Pete.
Yeah, you know?
I think you're right. I've always wondered why they've waited. Why haven't they done something? There are other things at play here that we don't necessarily have access to.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think semiconductors is some of it. I think China gets some benefit out of Taiwan for sure still. You know,
you bet.
In a lot of ways that we don't understand, yeah. And just like they did Hong Kong. And then in the end, though, look what they did to Hong Kong. They pretty much just cracked down on it. And now, you know, that's kind of under Chinese control pretty much. So I think the same thing will happen. And Hong Kong was the same kind of thing. I mean, it was the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. It was all centered around that, and the biggest Freemason lodge in the world I've ever seen, anyway. And I've seen it in Hong Kong. It's huge. Mm-hmm. And Lloyd's and Standard Chartered and, you know, all the old crown bankers and opium war people. And that's what Hong Kong was, and it was just a money laundry for Vietnamese dope trade. You know, and that war was going on, just like Dubai's the money laundry for the Golden Crescent heroin trade that's going on now in Afghanistan. That's why Dubai is so fabulously rich, right? And so, you know, anyway, I think Taiwan is going to decide whether there's a nuclear exchange or not, probably. I mean, the Russians aren't going to do it. I know that. I think they're just going to keep, I don't know, looks to me like now they're just kind of like, well, we'll just take this whole country back, maybe if they have to. Then there's the whole Iranian-Israeli situation, and that's extremely
Well, now remember,
tense,
the big factor there, all of you, is that Russia has said an attack on Iran will bring Russia immediately into the war.
Mm-hmm.
So the Iranians now are sitting pretty. They've got a lot of very good agreements. I think China's made an agreement with them, too, to some degree. Anyhow,
this is
it's all changing. Iran's not all alone out there anymore. Yeah.
No, that's right. And they are becoming a regional power. And they're, in fact, right, just I think today they're having a conference in Tehran working with African countries to, get Iranian engineers.
Russia's investing big in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Russia's too, and China too. And, you know, so the whole world's kind of going around the back right now of the bankers in a way. It's weird. And we're way behind, of course, over here because, you know, we live in the belly of the beast. I think that's the other theme. You are just going to see more and more of a, you know, the U.S. and the Brit and the European order and all this stuff is going to become much less relevant. And I think you're going to see a lot more cooperation among other countries. to go around, because everybody's sick of it. I mean, everybody is, and except for this few puppets that they still have in their pocket, you know. But yeah, even Colombia now, they got a progressive president. He's trying to get socialized medicine going there, and all the rich people are howling about it. And he's cracked down on the right-wing death squad, and he's making peace with the ELN now. FARC already laid down their weapons. And so there's a lot of really interesting things. Paraguay, you know, has this really progressive government. Uruguay, I mean, it's just, if you look around the world, it's so different than our political reality. That's what's kind of, I don't think...
That's where all the big money people bought property, on top of that aquifer,
Paraguay,
that
yeah.
The Bushes,
yeah, you wonder
the Bushes
how,
on.
Yeah, you wonder how that worked out, because at that time it was, of course, like a right-wing junta, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was, in fact, you know, operating death squads and stuff, you know, and everything. So, yeah, you wonder how that worked out for them. But, yeah, and a whole chunk of Africa is going that way. There's this thing in Ethiopia now where they're fighting the Somalis over this port they're trying to put in. And, you know, that's not even Somalia anymore. It's Somali land. They call it, they split Somalia into three countries.
Into two. Sure. Three?
Well, it was
two?
Puntland. At first, it was three. Puntland, Somaliland, and Somalia, and I think now somehow Puntland maybe got absorbed into, I'm not sure about that, though. But anyway, they did it after the Gulf War, and they found oil there. That's why, in the northern tip. And plus, it's very strategic because, you know, it's right there by Djibouti where we got the bases entering into the Red Sea. And so there's all these little regional things going on. And, again, most of the world, like in an example of that one, most of the people there back Somalia because, you know, Ethiopia's, you shouldn't be able to deal with this little CIA country or whatever, you know, because they're going to put a military base there. You know, the U.S. will.
Oh, yeah.
But most
of the people
in that
U.S.
region
don't
like it.
Did you catch what the the U.S., it's not even us, even though it's spelled us.
Yeah, right.
It's not us anymore.
Know,
they're going to turn a lot of offshore oil rigs into mini military bases in the South Pacific.
That, yeah.
Yeah,
If
they could militarize a cemetery, they would. These people are crazy.
Yeah.
So they're going to build the stuff there. And that now today the story is U.S. and France are sending nuclear-powered aircraft carriers to, I think, Greece. They're going to be on standby right there. And with the range of these anti-ship missiles now, there's no safe place to go. I just don't know how long they're going to play this game before something big is decided and done.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this game of, it's a tit for tat, you know?
Yeah. This just seems like they're just willing to go all in. And, you know, I think they really are that delusional that they think that somehow they can win this war in Ukraine, for example. I mean, I really think a lot of them do believe that. And that just tells you how dangerous of a time we're in when they actually believe that.
I agree. I'm identifying both Israel and Ukraine as Jewish-run countries.
Mm-hmm. They are.
That's
absolutely
fair.
It's fair. They are. And, you have to wonder, again, if it's a sort of attempt to restore Khazars, you know, Khazaria. And
I don't rule anything out. Yeah,
I don't really think out, and that seems to be their theme, is they want to, you know, bring back the whole, you know, medieval order titles and, you know, pecking orders and hierarchies, and impose even more of that on us, because that's just their lizard brain. They have to do it. They just have to do it. But I don't know. Yeah, so I agree. It's a Jewish country. I've always said that about Ukraine, and it's Zionist. It's just really bad people.
Bolshevik, you know, Zionist, communist, Jewish-controlled Ukraine. Poor Ukraine.
Fascist.
15 million Christian Ukrainians have fled the country. And over 1 million Christian Ukrainians have been liquidated by the Zelensky regime.
Yeah.
And it's all Jews. I didn't make it up. It's a fact, though.
Jews who host a bunch of Nazi battalions, right? I mean, that's what's interesting, right? It's just like, you know, people say,
You know what I think, Dean? I think that was very clever marketing to keep people looking away from who was really running Ukraine and focusing on this so-called neo-Nazi revisionist stuff. I don't think that that was ever really much of a factor. I think it was a very clever public relations deal.
I kind of got to disagree with you there, though, because there's a lot of history there going all the way back, you know. World War II, I know that.
I'm aware of World War II and Ukraine. I am.
Well, I think the big story is the Jewish government, and nobody will talk about it. Yeah, but what I'm saying is even more, you know, kind of radical, because I'm saying that where the Zionists go, the Nazis go. And isn't it interesting? Are they the same people?
I concur. I follow you now.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's the same people.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
that's right.
I think, and that's interesting, right? And then you have ISIS people training on their soil.
There's so much going on there.
You know, we hate the ISIS people. Yeah, right. You made them. You create them. They're your blood brothers.
That's right.
And that's the other thing Russia found out about this attack was, that they were being trained and helped, these extremist Muslim ISIS people, by the Ukrainian government. And Russell Meyer Bentley said, you know, they were training them in some of those Azov battalion camps.
How much, I think I got to go back to what I asked earlier in your idea and your thought. How much is Russia ostensibly, allegedly going to tolerate before it puts its boot down on this? How many refineries in Russia have to get hit and burned, which have been several, before they say, all right, we're going to stop this? They could have ended this war over a year ago. I believe it.
I have no doubt. Well, there's a lot of talk about a big spring offensive really soon, like imminent almost. And they have been on the market. Who's
offensive? Zelensky's?
Russia. Offensive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of talk about that. And I think they're going to do it, of course, you know, before they can get these weapons in place, which won't be much longer. So I think any time now. I don't know. I mean, they just say denazification. That's what Putin said to start with.
Yeah.
And that's what he still says. So
I understand
what that means,
where he's
coming from. I mean, how do you do that without taking out Zelensky? I mean, who strikes me like a total Nazi, pretty much.
There's a reason that Zelensky is still alive and still there.
Mm-hmm.
Because international Zionists, Jews, want him there.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a mystery.
Yeah. Okay, at the end, we're just going to have to, you know, what does that mean, denazification? And does that just mean Ukraine, or does that mean worldwide? You know, because if it means worldwide, then we're facing a world war. If they mean business
that's
about that, because there are Nazis running the world.
Right.
So, yeah, there are, and that's who it is, and who it's always been. And I don't know. I don't know how far they're going to take it, or how long they're going to take it, or what they're going to do this spring, but I would say at this point, you know, with the attitude they're getting from Ukraine, I mean, they must just want to waste them.
Over 250 Russian citizens, civilians, have been killed in southern Russia. It's not hard now.
Yeah.
They've got 500 kilometer range drones now that they can turn loose. And the Ukrainians have done a lot to target civilians. The Russians don't do that.
Yeah.
They've been playing it very straight by comparison. When I see a Ukrainian flag, which is, thank God, very, very rarely, I just think about how uninformed Americans are still. At this stage, they just don't get it. They have no idea.
Yeah.
Not their fault. They just don't. They don't have the mental acuity. They don't have the facilities. They don't have the wisdom.
Yeah.
They'll never figure it out.
Yeah. Probably. I think a lot of people are tiring of Zelensky for sure. I mean, he's annoying, you know, and I think a lot of people are just tired of it. But, you know, and some Republicans, to their credit, they voted against that package. I don't know, 112, maybe Republicans voted against that thing.
I can't deal with the labels anymore. Republican, Democrat.
No, it doesn't matter. Democrats voted against it. That's the only thing. It's just all Republicans.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. It doesn't matter. But I mean, I don't know. So I think, and that's the one they're tired of. They're still stupid in the head about Israel because, I don't know, there's all these religious overtones. And, well, they're just scared. It's just terrorism. The Israelis have just fucking terrorized all politicians everywhere to just fall in line. They're doing a good job of it.
They've got videos.
They criticize that, but they're not criticizing Israel.
Bribery, blackmail, threats. Jeffrey Epstein was a perfect case in point. And if you all missed that, that's how they do it. Don't make any mistakes about that.
Yep, and the way that works.
Not only is everybody compromised, but everybody seems to have a price. I mean, you know, it's not hard.
That's how they get compromised.
They figured it out.
That's where they get compromised. But yeah, Epstein was the Mossad guy to do the blackmail, and I think Maxwell was British intelligence agent. That was his handler.
Of course.
Yeah, that's what I think. And that's the modus operandi. That's how the world works. Okay, so if you go into politics, you will be, they will try to do that to you or get any power of any kind in any manner, you know, that might threaten them. They're going to, first thing they're going to do is they're going to blackmail you, you know.
And, okay. Yes. Let me go back. We only have three, four minutes to Trump.
Yeah.
Trump in prison with Secret Service protection runs and gets elected. I'm being facetious here, but goes through the fake election process. How Hollywood are they going to take this? That's my question.
Yeah.
I mean, it's set up. The Secret Service is training right now to provide protection for the commander-in-chief in prison. Right now. I had a story on it the other day. So that's a possibility.
Yeah, man. Pretty far out. I mean, it's...
Very far out.
I just think it's
crazy
stuff. It's just a mockery, isn't it? It's just like...
Yes, it is.
You think you're having democracy, you know, this is what you have, and this is what you can have, and it's so bad. And this is BlackRock and Vanguard, and funding both sides, and, you know, that's where we're at.
I don't know.
I just... It's hard, you know, but people are just going to have to rise up and on their own. It's just like always, you can never count on politicians. I mean, the only way you're going to make stuff happen is make it happen. And,
you know what's interesting to me is that I think we've lost in 4 years maybe 10% of our population to this bioweapon. I think that's possible.
Probably.
You wouldn't miss 1 out of 10 people spaced out over a four-year period. You wouldn't notice. Not 1 out of 10. And I'm amazed because of the amount of grief and suffering going on now and death and loss. I'm really amazed that some citizens haven't taken it upon themselves to get even. All right, I don't like vigilanteism, but I'm appalled that they've gotten away with this without any kind of retribution from the people. Nobody's doing anything much. Oh, they talk about, we're going to sue you. We're going to sue. What the hell is that? In corrupt courts? You're going to sue?
Yeah.
Good luck.
You're going to lose anyway because they're immune anyway. So.
If you win at the lower court, they're going to overturn you at the appellate level.
Yeah.
It's all about money.
It's all about money, and it's all about that immunity they have from anything with vaccination. It's experimental. This whole thing's experimental.
It's not even, not experimental, Dean, if I might. That was a perfected bioweapon that was released.
Well,
it was not experimental.
Yeah, in that sense, no. But that's why they keep it in that classification, because that way it's just experimental. You can't sue them if they kill you because it's just experimental, you know. So that's all I'm saying there. But it's not experimental. I mean, it's very well planned and deadly. And yeah, they probably have taken out that many people, and there'll be more.
I wouldn't really explain
the deagle. The Deagle report, you know, it's still so it's probably going to be some nuke, man, and I don't know. But yeah,
correct.
No, it's not going to
Deagle,
be pretty.
I'm giving Deagle the year of 2025, and I can tell you from the work that I do here, Erica's coming up next hour, no one's getting better, Dean. They're only getting worse.
Yeah.
No one's getting back to baseline good health after these shots.
Right.
And more stories about people who are being shed upon and destroyed. This is a fact.
Yeah.
And now they're talking about avian flu, and there are several companies making an avian flu vaccine. All right, and it's got a 60% case fatality rate, way worse than people will imagine. And so I don't know what they're doing, except doing
maybe
what they said they were going to do.
And that's the vaccinations, man. It's out of control. It's going to get a lot of people.
Remember the Georgia Guidestones, friends, and you really ought to look up and see what was written on there. They just laid it right out.
Yeah, somebody blew them up. That was awesome.
I think they did it themselves. I think it's possible.
Maybe too much media. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah,
could
no, it was caught, and it was too much, and it was getting loose, and they blew it up, made it sound like terrorism. I don't buy that, frankly.
Could be.
And
I also know
that they could have sold pieces of it for lots of money.
All their buddies
grind it up into chunks. Own a piece of the Georgia Guidestones. Yeah. What are you going to do this summer for fun? You got any plans?
We just do a lot of hiking usually. And, I played disc golf some, Got a course just right over here across the way.
Frisbee golf?
Just walk over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do a little of that. It's an old man sport, Cheaper than golf. Kind of anti-golf, actually.
Probably less frustrating than golf. This is awful.
I don't know about that. It can't be. But no, I don't take it too serious, of course, but just exercise. But just maybe go to a concert or something. Who knows? How about you? You got any big plans to go anywhere?
Work.
Work, work, work.
Work. Yep. That's my vacation. Work. Anyhow, it's nutty out there. Listen, you be careful.
All right.
Talk to you next month, Dean.
Sounds good, Jeff. Thanks for having me, man.
Okay,
take care,
partner.
Brother.
All right.
Yep.
Okay, we'll pause and we will come right back with another hour and another one after that for you next.